My guest says it's easy to tune into the frequency of heaven when you combine prayer, worship, and music. God told my guest he could capture the atmosphere of heaven on music CDs for prayers to be answered rapidly. Are you interested?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection, disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Now, most of you probably heard of Kent Henry. He just informed me he's done 60 worship albums. And the thing you've done for 42 years, your passion, is to usher believers into the presence of God. And I have to believe that's your passion too. You want to be in the presence of God. But I'm going to take you back. You've been doing this for 42 years, but at 19, you're an athlete. You're a rock musician. You must have thought the world was your oyster. I mean, right, everything right. was going right for you, but you were depressed.
Right, after being a high-level athlete and a lead singer in a band, at 15 and a half, depression came to my house. I thought I was king of the world, but Jesus saved my life. 4 years later, some people mentioned Jesus to me. It was a family that I knew. I read a Four Spiritual Laws track and gave my life to Jesus. I've never looked back. He took depression right off of me, and I've been a happy camper ever since. It's been very powerful.
But you actually saw him at 19? What happened?
I'm glad you asked, because my mom was a beautician for 42 years, and I had been playing ice hockey. I had long hair, and I was drying my hair late at night in her beauty shop with drying my long hair. And I decided to look at the Four Spiritual Laws track, and I read it and threw it down, and someone said, pick it up again. And I read it. God loves you. There's a gap. Receive Jesus. So I said, Jesus, I don't even know if you're real, but I'm asking you, come into my life. And said, I tell you, out of the mirror in my mom's beauty shop, he appeared and stood in front of me, said, you are my son. I loved you. I was changed. Like, I could not believe this supernatural experience. And that's what he wants to do for anybody that will call on his name.
Now, this is a long time ago, but I always ask this question. What did he look like?
Well, he had a white robe on. He had the gold sash or belt and stuff, and his brown hair. But the thing is, he was speaking to me, not with his mouth, but with his eyes. Like, and it was like, it was so wild, because I didn't expect that to happen. But it was like the warm grace of God embraced me. I felt like he didn't necessarily do this, but I felt like I was taken into his arms and held as a son. It was beautiful.
Now, when you got filled with the Spirit, given a prayer language, I mean, a nice Baptist wasn't enough. You had a Baptist and a Catholic praying for you. You figure the best of all worlds.
But of course,
you probably became a believer about the time I did.
Right.
And the only ones that were really moving in the Spirit were the Catholic Charismatics
That's
at
right.
that time.
Yeah.
So they prayed for you, and what was your experience?
Well, I was at a Newman House Center on the campus of the University of Missouri at St. Louis, and I prayed during the Mass, people that are from a Catholic background, for petitions. I prayed for anybody seeking the gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially speaking in tongues. And boy, it got really quiet. It was a folk Mass. But then a Spirit-filled Baptist guy named Steve and a Spirit-filled young lady, Maggie, came up to me after the Mass and said, "Were you the one asking about the Holy Spirit?" I said, "Yes." They said, "We can pray and you can be filled with the Holy Spirit." I started taking my leather jacket off. I was on a motorcycle back in the day. And they said, "Well, we got to go down in the basement." I said, "Great, if the Holy Spirit's in the basement, you know how these stories go." And so we went down there, and I was listening to them praying with their prayer language said. I was so amazed. I thought they were like foreign exchange students or something, because they were praying. And then Steve bends down and goes, "Kent, stop listening to us and look at the Lord." And when I did, Holy Spirit filled me up. It was like a fresh oil. An oil came over me. I started praying in the Spirit.
Do you realize when you said that,
yeah,
I felt the presence of God. I imagine some of you felt the presence of God.
It's real.
When you said that, it like came down. But go ahead.
It's real. Well, and then that warm oil, and I started praying in the Spirit, and it was just like so fluid. I thought, this is truly amazing. And you know, there was a Baptist lady who was Spirit-filled. I happened to call, and she says, "Kent, what tongues is a prayer language." I want to remind our viewers today, Sid, tongues is a prayer language that when you don't know what to pray, I have used it every day since. I'm at the grocery store, said, I'm getting the peanut butter and the Oreos in the health food aisle. Not really, but I pray in the Spirit. And sometimes people overhear me. They just think I'm a foreigner, and I am. This is not my home. We're going to be with the Lord one day. Isn't it cool? So I really want to have people think about going back, power up in your prayer language again.
Within a year after that experience,
yes,
you became a worship leader.
Amazing.
5,000, listen to this, 5,000 young people were saved, filled with the Spirit and radical. You would have meetings once a week, something like 1,500 to 2,000. What would you say was the attraction of these young people? Young people, and those numbers don't go to something.
Here it comes. So 74, 75, and 76, I'm only, by the way, I was Spirit-filled Easter night of 1974 in April. They asked me to lead worship 2 months later. So 2.5 years after that, that's when all those kids got saved. We had 1,500 every Saturday night from 7 to 10:30. Think about the length of the meeting. And here's what it was, Sid. It was winds of the Spirit and waves of worship. It was irresistible because our Jesus is irresistible. The kids were coming out of sleeping with their girlfriend and sin and drugs and everything else. And they came in and got saved and Spirit-filled. And it just ran for almost over 3 years that we saw that happen. And so I believe it was the winds of the Holy Spirit effectively just transforming hearts. And then it was the waves of worship. We knew somehow, Sid, the Lord said, "I'm going to show you about worship." I remember I was leading worship. I'm a guitar player first, a piano second. I was leading worship and I turned around and said, "Let the band play." You know, and they took off playing and stuff. I went, "Oh my God, I hope that's legal in church." You know, I thought, "Okay, are you?" And then I found the word zamar, the seven Hebrew words for praise is to play unto his power. And there you have it, Sid. We just kept doing that Saturday night after Saturday night.
And it was an atmospheric thing. Could they feel the difference?
And that is that's the super point about all of it. When you see his presence released, atmospheric change is automatic and it becomes transformational. You cannot stay the same and be in his presence on that level.
Okay, when we come back, 1983, how would you like this to happen to you? 1983. He finds out his future. He's going to be worshiping in the glory. Miracles are going to break out, and it's starting to happen now. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe, then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, my guest is minding his own business. 1983, he's in a movie theater, Las Vegas, and something happened way beyond best Hollywood movie. Wow. What happened?
Well, I just finished a worship seminar, worship weekend for 2.5 days. And when we got there, I started just kind of like I could feel the presence of God. And then all of a sudden I was caught up out of my chair into the presence of the Lord. Said, I'll never forget this. It only happened to me a couple of times. And as I was coming up into the presence of the Lord, he was looking at me and I was thinking about how unholy I was, what was wrong with my life, my what I still needed to work on, my idiosyncrasies. And the Lord was talking to me, not with his mouth, but with his eyes. He said, you're such a good son. You bring such pleasure to me. And I started weeping. It was so intense. I thought I was going to pass away. I said, Lord, if you keep doing this, and I was coming closer and closer to him sitting on the throne. And I found myself, I knelt down when he was saying, you bring pleasure. And when I got down on one knee in front of the Lord, and I said, what is it that you want? A sword appeared in his hand, Sid, and he knighted me into full-time ministry. I was already in full-time ministry, so to speak, in the natural. And as soon as the sword touched my shoulder, and I know it's very supernatural, I started seeing people flying up off of hospital beds. I saw miracles happening wherever I went and sang the songs of heaven, prophetic songs of the Lord. People were healed, and that's what started happening immediately. Immediately after that, because the integrity music stuff I did from 1984 to 93, so think about the date, 1983, it was a year before I started traveling with or for integrity, and then when I got out there, another level jump happened. Can you imagine the Lord himself, a sword appearing in his hand, and he knighted me into the ministry? I still think, I get chills right now thinking of it, and it gave me another level of just releasing his presence and power that would touch people at a higher level.
And you know what's so wonderful? It's not so much you putting your hand and praying in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. It's just in that atmosphere. In fact, right. God spoke to you how to create an atmosphere so that people can be in the presence of God. And he said, combine worship, prayer, and music. Explain to me, what happens to people when they're in that environment?
Well, it's a specific word the Lord gave me. I was around 28 years old. He says, Kent, teach my body, the body of Christ, how to intermingle praise with prayer and worship the intercession. And then I started thinking, my wife said, Kent, if we give you a guitar or a piano, you'll take us deep in 12 to 14 minutes, and then you got a prayer topic or prayer theme. Then you come back out about 10 minutes later. You seem to lead worship like in the cycle of deep worship into prayer intercession, back out to deep worship. And that helped people encounter him. I think attention span like has been lost, a lot said recently, last 10 or 20 years. But when you get in the presence, it causes people, if they hang in there long enough, they really start getting the answers that they need from God. They're against hard circumstances. There's artificial ceilings. There's demonic stuff or oppression against them. The presence knows no boundaries. It's limitless. Thank God for the presence of the Lord that it's limited. And it will sweep over people while they're in it. It's transformational.
You say worship is not an event, but a lifestyle. Comment on that.
Well, you can make Sunday morning your church service an event. It doesn't mean that you were worshiping during the week or reading the Bible during the week. And I think a lot of our churches have turned into event Christianity or event worship. It doesn't work. If you worship every day, the things you do every day, you become really good at, period. Everybody, even the world knows that. So if you'll enter into his presence at 15, 20 minutes, I'm not asking for 2 or 3 hours, worship is a lifestyle. They said, Kent, what made you so different than the rest of the worship leaders? Number one, I host the presence of God. I'm not all that. I'm not that smart. I'm not even probably that anointed. But when you host the presence, it's released. And then when you do it as a lifestyle, like I said, I'm not having to get up for any meeting I'm ever going to do where they ask me to come lead worship. It's always burning. It's always the altar, the fire is always on the
what
altar.
Would happen if a student has that
great
worship,
awakening,
what would happen if a businessman has that type of glory on them? What would happen if a mother, a housewife, had that type of glory upon her? And then do you realize that you, when you used a word, when you host the presence of God And you, wherever you go, the presence of God is going.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something going on in this world. Those that are hungry, those that learn how to worship, they are hosting the presence of God. But then the glory of God is coming. And can you imagine when those two collide?
Well, and those that are led by the Holy Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Listen, said I pray for people at airports, rent-a-car counters, because the people have a need, because I'm a carrier of the presence of God. I don't just turn it on and off at night or in the morning when I get up. When you're there, you can actually impart something of the presence of God to even lost people, because I really never had anybody say, no, don't pray for me. If you do it the right way, people will receive it. And since you're a carrier, this glory you're talking about is, you can do it day by day. That's why when you ask me, worship must be a lifestyle. The Bible, Book of Acts, it was not an event.
But when, not when you're doing a concert or something like that, when you're home by yourself, how do you worship?
You know, I never turn the switch off. I'm constantly either praying in the Spirit or I do a lot of singing, light singing during the day. I just found there's no reason to turn it off. And I think a lot of people, well, I'm going through something really hard, then pull out an Anointed Worship CD or your iTunes or whatever you got. Stay in the presence of God all day long as much as you can.
When we come back, I'm going to turn Kent loose.
Oh,
get ready.
On the keyboard?
Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Ken Henry's life-changing book, Streaming in Heaven's Flow, and two anointed audio CD worship albums, Fly in Your Presence and Songs of Prayer and Intercession, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. A total of 20 songs, yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9583 through Ken Henry's book, Streaming in Heaven's Flow. You will receive supernatural exponential power through the merging of worship, prayer, and music together. Understand how to flow in deeper worship and experience the presence of God in a way never thought possible before. Each chapter will unfold a powerful biblical truth to activate you and other believers into a higher level of prayer and worship. Chapters include Jesus is the core of everything, love, intimacy, and encountering God, every believer's eternal identity, royal priests unto the Lord, intercession, the power to intervene, the high praises of God and the two-edged sword, and so much more. Through Kent Henry's audio CD worship album, Fly in Your Presence, you will enter into the heavenly holy of holies and experience being in heavenly places as described in the book of Revelation. It includes over an hour of powerful anointed worship. The 12 songs include Take Me In.
Take me in to the holy of holies.
Through Kent Henry's second CD worship album, Songs of Prayer and Intercession, you will be able to bring your needs and those of others before the Lord in a way you never thought possible before. You will experience supernatural healing, miracles, and the glory of heaven coming on earth. You will hear anointed worship music, including I Sing Praises to Your Name.
Praises to Your Name.
And so many more. Don't miss out on getting Kent Henry's life-changing book, Streaming in Heaven's Flow, and two anointed audio worship albums, Fly in Your Presence, and Songs of Prayer and Intercession, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. A total of 20 songs, yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9583. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9583 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Kent, you say Jesus is the core of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Explain what you mean.
People need to take Jesus and put him back in the center of their lives. Sid, we've wandered away. A lot of people, irregardless of church background, they're just way too busy. Take irons out of the fire. You got too much going on.
There are people watching us right now and they say, okay, God has anointed Kent Henry for this, but Not me. I'm just nobody.
Oh, no.
What would you look in the camera and tell them?
I got a scripture, 1 John 2:27. You have received the anointing of the Holy One. Start operating in it. Because I heard that years ago. I thought I wasn't good enough when I first started leading worship. And people said, well, there's something different about your life. Remember, 1 John 2:27, 20 and 27 says, you have received the same anointing to go about your business every day and pray for people and worship at a high level. So let's get it on for Jesus.
I'm going to release you right now. You're going to sing, you are awesome in this place.
So
and
good.
I know that you know he Woo! Is awesome.
That's right.
But you go to the music set now. But I want to tell you something. Some of you can't say Jesus is the core of everything because you don't know Jesus. And you either have your own experiential knowledge, or you have a zero, and you think you might know him because you went to church since you were that little. But this is what Jesus said in the original Greek. This is eternal life, that you might have your own experiential knowledge of me. I want you to say this prayer, mean it to the best of your ability, and Jesus is just waiting for you. You will know the difference. You'll know the truth. The truth will set you free. Say this out loud with me. Dear God, I said out loud, dear God, I'm a sinner, and I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus just washes away. Some of you can almost feel it now. Washes away your sins and makes you clean. Oh, God, say, it's so good to be clean because of the blood of Jesus. And now that I'm clean, continue out loud, and now that I'm clean, I ask Jesus to come inside of me and be my Lord. Fill me with your Spirit. As David said, he lifted holy hands to God. Fill me with your Spirit. You are my Lord. You are awesome, God. Amen. And now, here's Kent singing, of all songs, you are awesome in this place.
You are awesome in this place. Release, Lord, mighty God, all over the world tonight, Lord. And you are awesome in every vessel in this place. Abba, Father.
Hear Kent Henry worship, they are ushered into the atmosphere of heaven.
I have to tell you, I listen to your CD every morning. I pray in tongues, I pray in understanding,
yes.
I soak. I get in touch with God, right, with your music.
Call now and get Ken Henry's life-changing book, Streaming in Heaven's Flow, and 2 anointed audio CD worship albums, Fly in Your Presence, and Songs of Prayer and Intercession, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. A total of 20 songs, yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9583. Through Ken Henry's book, Streaming in Heaven's Flow, you will receive supernatural exponential power through the merging of worship, prayer, and music together, so that which is of heaven comes unto the earth. Understand how to flow in deeper worship and experience the presence of God in a way never thought possible before. Worship with intercession that will help you triumph over the power of darkness and the attacks of the enemy in your life. Each chapter will unfold a powerful biblical truth to activate you and other believers into a higher level of prayer and worship. Chapters include Jesus is the core of everything, love, intimacy, and encountering God, every believer's eternal identity, royal priests unto the Lord, intercession, the power to intervene, the high praises of God, and the two-edged sword.
When you start worshiping and encountering the presence of the Son of God, right there, faith increases, and that's why people start having miracles. Their circumstances change.
Through Ken Henry's audio CD worship album, Fly in Your Presence, you will enter into the heavenly holy of holies and experience being in heavenly places as described in the book of Revelation. It includes over an hour of powerful anointed worship. The 12 songs include Take Me In.
Take me in to the Holy of Holies.
Through Kent Henry's second CD worship album, Songs of Prayer and Intercession, you will be able to bring your needs and those of others before the Lord in a way you never thought possible before. You will experience supernatural healing, miracles, and the glory of heaven coming on earth. You will hear anointed worship music, including I Sing Praises to Your Name. And so many more.
The anointing and presence of God is transformational. So if you put it in, even in your car on the way to work, like Sid says, pray in the Spirit or pray in your understanding. That's the full package to encounter the presence of God.
Don't miss out on getting Kent Henry's life-changing book, Streaming in Heaven's Flow, and 2 anointed audio worship albums, Fly in Your Presence, and Songs of Prayer and Intercession, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. A total of 20 songs, yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9583. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9583 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, have you ever heard of stage 4 cancer? My guest had stage 5 cancer. That means the cancer is spread throughout the whole body. Days to live, nothing can be done for you. Instantly healed.